Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my very best friend and wife, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, sweetie. So much going on, and so fast as well. So, let's begin tonight by opening in prayer, by incorporating some scripture as we do enjoy hearing his own words.
From Joshua 1, O Lord and Abba Father, we thank you for your word, and may it not depart from our mouth as we meditate on it day and night, observing what you have written, as it makes our way prosperous, having good success. We ask for health restoration to any listener who needs a cure tonight. We pray for the many persecuted Christians around the world and the Iranian people. And may thy will be done to fulfill your prophecy. We also pray that this study is pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen.
Well, I guess we better begin with Iran.
You think? Well, while many are disappointed that President Trump has so far delayed his promise that help is on the way, others still believe it was a stalling tactic to keep the regime off guard until after the USS Lincoln arrives in the Gulf this weekend. And it is being said that Israel needed more time to prepare for any backlash. Also, the Gulf nations were concerned of retaliation, but in actuality, a free Iran would hurt Saudi Arabia's oil sales.
Yeah, as in competition.
Mm-hmm. And Saudi Arabia, if you recall, in 2023, agreed to normalize all relations with Iran, which was brokered by China, which is why Saudi Arabia told the United States they could not use its airspace for any military operation.
Well, that says it all right there.
No, it sure does. Now Trump is very aware that Iran's regime is still killing citizens.
Possibly even using chemical weapons.
True.
Are the citizens still protesting?
Yes, but in smaller cities, because the IRGC, who, by the way, has had some defections, they cannot be everywhere. And the pictures the regime allows to be shown to the media are in just a few areas, heavily surrounded by the military.
Well, Trump has a plan.
And in any number of ways, and has been probably already just covertly hoping to squeeze the regime so hard they will take off to Russia.
And phase two is kicking off in Gaza.
So they say, even though Hamas is still in charge in western Gaza and certainly not unarmed, if pressure comes from Qatar, where perhaps they do disarm, it will be with a wink and a nod.
Meaning it will be short-lived.
Mm-hmm. While behind the scenes, the rearming will continue and hidden in tunnels till needed while Qatar looks the other way. You know, Qatar has always been a big supporter of Hamas through the Muslim Brotherhood.
And, well, you know, so is Turkey.
Yes. And both will sit on Trump's executive board of peace against the will of Israel. Now, France has declined to join.
Possibly because it costs $1 billion.
Yes, which Trump says will help pay for Gaza's restructuring. But it does give Trump another win on his way to announcing peace and security.
1 Thessalonians 5:3.
Which to me is a good thing, for obvious reasons. But I do have to say, from the look of the countries reportedly involved in this peace board, Trump seems like it's an army of Israel's enemies on this board of peace, being giddily planted on its border and delighted to sign all sorts of accords, both for the immediate benefits and the opportunity after Trump leaves office. It's only 3 more years. And they will tear up any agreements, including the Daniel 9:27 treaty, which begins the tribulation. And they'll try again to rid the world of one country named Israel.
And scripture confirms this. Ezekiel 38.
That's right. Anyhow, it is also now being said that the other famous terrorist group, the Palestinian Authority, known as the PA, led by Mahmoud Abbas, will be governing Western Gaza.
You know, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. Remember, it was the PA who ruled Gaza in 2006 when Prime Minister Sharon ordered all the Jews to get out.
Yeah, a year later, Hamas took over.
And Hamas will do it again. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they might use another name. But everyone in the know knew this was coming and said often to just let the IDF finish the job. But oh no, cursed by Qatar, Trump called for a ceasefire to stroke his ego before Israel had the chance to conclude their goals.
But you have some good news.
I do. Israel has made two new strong allies as they just finished a critical summit with Greece and Cyprus. Now, these countries have for a long time been somewhat cooperating with each other, but now have formed in writing a legal Eastern Mediterranean alliance.
A crossroad that connects Europe to the Middle East.
That's right. And this document covers defense, security, energy, infrastructure, and business investments, resulting in total regional stability. Therefore, this alliance counters the rising threat of Turkey, who, by the way, is, of course, as you might know, furious about this.
Yes, this is a big deal.
Now Israel has more clout when and if necessary to stand firm when making their own decisions and calling their own shots. Of course, this also explains why Israel has now officially recognized Somaliland, who have been independent since breaking from Somalia in 1991, who, as you might have guessed, are enemies with each other.
And Somalia, you know, it's close with Turkey.
It is. And Somaliland sits at the Gulf of Aden,
the entrance to the Red Sea,
where ships travel to reach the Eastern Mediterranean through the Suez Canal. It's all smart strategic logic on Israel's part.
Also, keep your eye on Germany.
Yeah, because they recently purchased $6.5 billion worth of Israel's Arrow missile defense system. You know, these kind of purchases shapes partnerships for a long time.
Yes, needed parts and often ongoing training.
And don't forget frequent updating. Anyhow, President Trump is in Davos for the EMF convention and speaking tomorrow. And we'll have many sideline meetings. But Netanyahu, although invited, will not attend. President Herzog is going instead. Iran's invite has been withdrawn, and Iran's foreign minister is just livid. But we should have lots to say next week, which will include much about Greenland and Trump's threatening tariffs on the UK nations if they don't agree with him.
He really is making a lot of enemies.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we do welcome your end time, your opinions and your end time questions either by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are always appreciated, which includes you in our monthly newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters archived for your learning pleasure.
All right, so for the last 2 weeks, we have studied the number one most important scriptural gold nugget to share with all Christians, especially new believers, the process of how and also why we all need to achieve total sanctification, which increases one's faith, having a deeper intimacy with your Lord. And if that isn't enough, you can add as well the full armor of God that Paul commands of us by using the words put on, which we will examine in the Greek. But before we get to that, let's read in context Hebrews 4 verse 12. As Paul is talking to spirit-saved believers, telling them to be diligent to enter his rest, so do not fall. Obviously, he is speaking about achieving total sanctification, so to not backslide.
Again, they were Christians already saved.
Yeah. But they needed their flesh saved as well. So, honey, please read Hebrews 4, 11 through 13.
Therefore, be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
And we'll see that sword again in Ephesians 6.
Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow.
Now that, of course, means the flesh.
And is a discerner to the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Which brings discernment.
And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we must give account.
Which will be at our Bema judgment. So, let's add it all up again. Not only does total sanctification increase your faith, it gives you a complete resting in him to not fail or fall, and a most needed gift of discernment, an increase in joy, and total armor to be victorious against the enemy, which we'll talk about right now. Please, honey, read Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 13.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Okay, let's begin with the word put, which is the Greek word enduo, number 1746 in your Strong's, which means to sink into, fully clothe oneself. As some of you already know, the Greek has three actions. Each word has a tense, a mood, and a voice. Now, this word enduo is in the present tense, which means continual. And it is in the imperative mood, which means it's a command to do it. And it's in the passive voice, which means you are the subject of the action, meaning not for someone else, but for you, the reader. Now, let's look at some other scriptures that use the word enduo. We'll start with Romans 13:12.
The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness.
These, of course, are the sinful works of the flesh.
And let us put on,
enduo,
the armor of light.
Each piece of armor brings more spiritual light to clothe you in.
Perhaps Adam and Eve, before they sinned, were clothed with this light.
Yes, but right now, because of our sin nature, it's just spiritual. But the enemy knows this resistance and will flee because we have totally submitted our flesh.
James 4:7.
Which is the same as being entirely sanctified. Please continue in Romans 13, verses 13 and 14.
Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on
enduo,
the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
By applying all the armor, you are being clothed in Christ, spirit, soul, and finally the flesh. And also, 1 Corinthians 15:53, where Paul explains what happens at the rapture and uses the word enduo four times.
We shall be changed, for this corruptible must be put on.
Must put on, enduo.
Incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So, when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then it shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
You know, it's hard for us as humans to really take this in, but for Christians, death is a good thing. It's the ultimate victory. And what Paul is teaching is that we can taste some of that victory right now spiritually by becoming fully sanctified because it crucifies our flesh. Okay, let's look at Ephesians 4, verse 24.
Put on.
In duo.
The new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
And Colossians 3:10.
Put on.
In duo.
The new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
And let me add something off topic. What does it mean when we read in the image of God? Well, it means God had an image of how we were to be created. Don't think it means we are or will be the same image as God.
So it was an image that God foresaw in mankind. Humankind.
Yeah, particularly his righteous ones. Now, someday we will have bodies like the man Jesus had after his resurrection, but not as God. In the likeness of God is how he would like us to be, and that is to be wholly righteous as he is holy. Okay, continuing on, let's do 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18.
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Did you hear that? To us who are being saved. Speaking of the progression from our spirit out to our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, and then out to the flesh. And, of course, Ephesians 6, verse 11, that we already read, we see Paul's command to enduo the armor of God. And why is that?
To stand against the devil's tricks.
Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And then Paul layers three levels of wickedness.
Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age.
And before we continue, I think it's time we tell the listeners about those two very popular Hebrew sayings that actually goes way back to the first century.
Only when we study can we know, and only as we know can we do. And with this knowledge comes power. Therefore, it is our duty for the people of God to turn to the highest form of worship, which is the study of God's Word.
Think about that. The highest form of worship is the study of God's Word. You know, in prayer, you talk to God, usually requesting, which of course is a good thing. But through His Word, He talks to you. Every word in His book is to you.
Which increases your knowledge.
Which brings more power to fight the enemy. And there's one more that, well, this really spoke to me many years ago.
If you have learned much scripture, take not credit for yourself, for this is the reason you were created.
Wow. That's true fellowship with God Almighty. I don't know how many really appreciate our Bible. Even amongst Christians, which is why we must tell them how and why they need to be fully sanctified. Tell everyone, because it brings an insatiable hunger to enduo him.
For he is the Word.
Oh, he sure is.
Okay, time for the temple analogy.
Oh, yes. Well, many of you know the three main courts to the tabernacle / temple. First, the outer court, next, the holy place or the inner court, and the last court is called the Holy of Holies. So on a piece of paper, draw a rectangle and divide it into three parts.
The first part bigger than the last two.
Yes. With one gate going into the first section, because before salvation, you are actually outside this temple. But when a person receives Christ, his spirit is sanctified and justified. So he is now in the first section, coming through the only gate, representing Jesus, as he is the only way to the Father, who is in the last court, called the Holy of Holies.
John 14:6.
Yes. Have you ever heard the expression, oh, he's just an outer court Christian, you know, doesn't care to advance?
You know, and some say a little C Christian.
I've heard that too. Anyhow, the first thing in this outer court is the brazen altar. And that represents the acceptance of his sacrifice. And then the second thing is the laver of water. That represents the water of the Word. One cannot enter into the next court or the holy place unless he first washes. The analogy is you cannot get closer to him unless you wash in the water of the Word. So says Ephesians 5:26, which of course represents being sanctified in the soul and then advancing to the flesh and into the Holy of Holies, so to commune with God. And we'll see this progression next week as we examine each piece of armor, which is in order, by the way, beginning, of course, with hearing the truth and believing it. But the last piece of armor, along with the sword, is the helmet of salvation. Why is the helmet put on last? Well, we're going to look at that next week. And I truly hope you are enjoying and taking this study seriously. Otherwise, perhaps you should ask yourself, is Yeshua really Lord over my life? Will you be able to escape the coming horrendous judgment on the earth? You know, Luke 21 says, you can, with just a simple prayer. Admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him into your spirit. And then just grow and let Jesus have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't master over your life, then Satan is. Because there is no in-between. It's either or. Are you a lukewarm outer court Christian? Get your act together now. Spend some valuable time, not just spare time, in the study of God's Word. We all need it for discernment. All right, I'll leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.